This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Simon Fraser University Student Society has approved $30,000 to start a men's center at SFU's Burnaby campus. The proposal generated a round of articles and discussions and raised questions such as, are gender-based safe spaces needed? Are equality issues being overlooked? Some students took a directly oppositional approach, compiling their objections into a YouTube video. Toronto-based journalist and blogger Robin Urbach took on the objectors in a National Post article titled Shocking Anti-Male Hatred on the Simon Fraser University Campus. She noted that men, like women, struggle with issues of victimization, anxiety, and depression. We're joined on the phone by Grant Waldman, Executive Director of West Coast Men's Support Society.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Grant.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're involved with a Vancouver Island-based men's center, not a university-based men's center, but there currently is only one university-based men's center in the entire country. That's at University of Manitoba. The SFU men's center will become the second. Why are there so few men's centers on university campuses or perhaps anywhere in the country?
Yeah, that's a good question, Kevin, and I don't know if there's a real easy answer to that. I think it's... it's the paradigm that that we've been living with for quite a number of years, and it's in my opinion a paradigm that whose time has come to change. And I'm really happy to see that there's interest in doing so at Simon Fraser, and I hope that sparks interest in doing it elsewhere.
When the SFU student group first proposed the creation of a men's center, it created quite a round of discussion and considerable media attention right up until today. I saw it's a column in the Vancouver Sun. Why do you think that was the case?
It's just something that's it's something that's different, that's hasn't really been a conversation out there, and so I think that the response is, in my opinion, again, a response of fear and concern of what's this about, and what is the purpose of this center, and so on. So I think it's a response of fear of the unknown.
Why would a proposal like this create fear in people?
Well, because I think it's fear based on the old paradigm of the patriarchal system, a system based on power and control and domination, and I really don't think that that's the purpose of this men's center proposal at Simon Fraser. I think the reason for the men's center at Simon Fraser is for a place for men to go for support in their life. Men don't have a lot of places to turn to for support, so I think it's great to see that individuals at Simon Fraser see that need.
Mary Shearman is a graduate student at SFU who's quoted in an article that Tai did about this. She says that at the heart of the debate about the men's center is how people think about equality. She disagrees that just because there's a women's center, adding a men's center would create a better and more naturally just balance. So what is, then, the need for men's centers, and why are they established?
I think there's a need because I think men, there's this concept in society that, that men, don't have emotions. Men are doers, not beers, and I think it's a concept whose time has come to change. I've been involved with men's work for a number of years and can honestly... vouch to the fact that men do emote, that men have lots of emotional issues that they quite often don't deal with. They've been taught when growing up, to suck it up, to not to cry, and all those sorts of things. And that's the paradigm that male culture has been That's what they've been dealt with for decades, and it's unfortunately caused a lot of angst in society, a lot of repercussions in society as far as how men don't deal with their emotions in a good way, and it comes out sideways, and therefore having more men's centers and men's societies and places where men can go and learn how to communicate in a compassionate way and be able to deal with their emotions in a positive and productive way, I think would be a very productive component to have in society and all across Canada and around the world.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
A proposal to create a men's center at Simon Fraser University Burnaby campus created considerable debate, media attention, and opposition among both men and women. Questions centered on the need for such a center and revived comparisons with women's centers and the needs of women. But the proposal was accepted by the SFU student government and the center's budget was approved. Women's centers developed largely as a result of the need for gender justice and in response to patriarchy in society. But why are men's centers needed? What is their purpose? We're speaking with Grant Waldman, the executive director of West Coast Men's Support Society.
Grant, the West Coast Men's Support Society was formerly the Cowichan Men's Resource Center. So the center's website reflects the changes in the organization and the name change. It says that it's to reflect the greater scope of impact that programs are having across British Columbia. Tell us more about the evolution of the organization you've been working with over time.
Sure, Kevin. The reason for the rebranding of the organization has a lot to do with the fact that we are connected with men's work across the province. We have connection as far east as the Kootenays, and we have connection with men's groups in the Okanagan and the Lower Mainland and up and down Vancouver Island, and we realize that that we want to be able to impact and support these programs and the growth of other programs that will help communities across this province to have a better balanced approach to the community, to the family unit, and to the genders. I think the more balanced approach there is, the healthier the community will be.
Now, I know your organization offers a range of programs. You've introduced three new programs that I read about earlier today: Senior Men's Circles, Men's Grief, and Restorative Justice. Tell us a little bit more about those new programs and why they're needed.
Yeah, when we introduced the new organizational name, we thought it was a good opportunity to introduce some new resources for men, and I refer to them as resources because at this point we're more in the planning discussion and organizational stage of bringing those programs to the community, each one of them I think has big impact on the community. The Senior Men's Circle, my experience with many men over 60 is that they're isolated, is that they're not having the connection with especially with other men in the community, so we're looking for ways to support them and kind of bring them out into community and give them a voice, give them a place to come and express what's going on in their lives and for them to realize that they're not alone. The Men's Grief resource that we've put up on the website is around communicating the fact to the community that that men have their own way of grieving, their own way of going through a death in the family, a death of a friend, so we wanted to speak to that on our website and bring that to light in the community. And the Restorative Justice resource piece on the website is around our desire for there to be compassionate resolution to injustice that is occurring in the community. And a lot of, you know, there's a lot of issues with youth and the justice system, and we want to be able to offer another way. I know that more and more mediation approaches are being taken in family court and regarding domestic dispute and so on. So we want to support that. We want to support just better ways of communicating in the community.
How has the work of the West Coast Men's Support Society impacted participants and the community in a larger sense?
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge ripple effect, whether it's the work we've done with youth over the last 3-4 years and how that impacts the lives of the youth or their family or even the schools they go to or their community, and the men who've gone through, and participate in the men's work, have gone through initiation weekends, et cetera. I mean, it opens their eyes to the possibility that that they can connect with other men in a what I would like to call a real way, a way where they can speak their truth and not be judged and not be shamed or blamed. So they're really empowered. So many of these boys and these men walk away from whether it's a circle experience or a weekend experience with a whole new reality that they can live in, and they hold their heads up high and realize that they're not walking their path alone anymore, and it's a very powerful experience.
What are some of, in the last couple of minutes here, what are some of the key challenges that are in front of the organization right now?
Well, I mean, obviously one of the ongoing challenges with any nonprofit these days is funding, and there's lots of organizations out there, great organizations that are looking for funding. So we're all in the same boat. We've been very fortunate to have had the support of gaming grants here in BC, and are very fortunate for that. And we also have had the support recently at the Queen Alexandra Foundation for our youth mentoring program. We're trying to build the program into the schools to go to the youth rather than having them come to us. So we're building that connection and trying to continue that dialogue. And certainly with this whole situation with Simon Fraser and the whole concept of having men's centers and an organization like ours is it's an educational process. It's a learning process for everybody, because again, the old approach was around the patriarchal society based on power and the needs of men over women, and that's our desire is for a society based on balance and based on equality and integrity and taking responsibility, et cetera. So it's a whole different paradigm. It's a new way of looking at the relationship between men and women and the whole concept of the mature masculine, and we certainly hope that that we can continue this conversation and make a difference in our communities.
Grant Waldman, thank you for taking the time to join us. It was nice to speak with you again.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Much appreciate.
Grant Waldman is the executive director of the West Coast Men's Support Society. You can find them online at westcoastmen.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.